anytime during the show.
928-854-5687. That's 854-5687.
Speak out on KNTR Talk. It's heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoy.
All right, there you go. It is Friday, November 5th, 2021. We've got a studio full, and we've got a gubernatorial candidate on the phone. That one's just for you, Matt Salmon, because that's from Sturgis, a little Kid Rock for you right there.
I loved it, man. I loved it. Sturgis is one of the funnest things I've ever done. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, plus you have to think of the message of the song, Born Free. You know, that's what it's all about right there. And less government, more freedom, less tyranny. And just let freedom ring. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like anarchist, absolutely. Did you ever see the movie with, Peter Fonda?
Oh, Easy Rider?
Easy Rider. That one was, you know, when I was a teenager, and we all wanted to have a red, white, and blue chopper. Everybody.
Right. Sam is like the opposite of Dennis Hopper. If I were to describe Sam Scarmardo, who's in the studio, to anybody, you'd be the opposite of Dennis Hopper in that movie.
Why is that? Because I'm not stoned?
Yeah, exactly. I could never picture that. Anyway, welcome to the show, Sam.
Well, thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. Owner of Sam's.com and participant in the parade, the London Bridge Days Parade, the 50th. You guys had quite the chant going. I don't know if you heard about this, Matt, but I'll let Sam describe it.
Yeah, we had a friend of mine's thing. Ted Boyd's...
the Volkswagen thing.
The thing, yeah. Volkswagen thing. Or Kuberwagen, as the Deutsche...
Oh, yeah.
Say. Any rate, bright orange, and we had our real president standing up in the back.
That was great, a cutout.
A cutout of Trump standing in the back, and we every couple hundred yards, we just start the
Let's go Brandon
chant.
I love it.
The whole dark street from top to bottom was chanting, Let's go Brandon.
Oh, they were. The people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it was
absolutely.
a big crowd this year. We also have our KNTR talk star for November. He's going to be helping me out with the billboards and that sort of thing. Christian Crowe.
Hello, Paul.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing?
Sam. I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
We met actually about a month and a half ago over at the Cigar Bar.
Yeah.
On Main Street.
Yeah.
One of your favorite haunts.
Got to know each other a little bit. We're both rhythmists as well.
Rhythmists.
Yeah.
No, I'm just a drummer.
Oh, okay.
I hang out with musicians. So, anyway, Christian Cherry, you have a little bit of broadcast experience?
I actually did a little DJing when I was in high school, at KRVM in Eugene, Oregon.
So. KRVM?
Oregon.
Yeah. Is that a commercial station or is that a 10-watt FM?
It was a small FM station. Uh-huh. It was shared between the four high schools in town, and then there was also a college part of it, too.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah,
right
on.
So, Matt, big week this week for Republicans, of course, on Tuesday with the Glenn Youngkin victory in Virginia. You immediately came out with a press release on that, and where that is the best path forward for Republicans in Arizona. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is several things. First of all, that policy actually matters. You know, I've been on the campaign trail now for going on 5 months, and Arizonans really want somebody that can actually manage the state and policy. You know, Youngkin talked about a lot of really, really important policies. He talked about, you know, reducing the crime rate and security in our neighborhoods. In Arizona, we would add to that actually building the wall and getting border security and taking Indeed. Responsibility to protect our own sovereign borders. So that would be in line with, you know, the security things that he talked about. Second, talked about the economy and growing jobs. And the honest truth is, government doesn't ever grow jobs. The best that it can do is get the hell out of the way so that business can actually create jobs. And I think Youngkin understands that, you know, being a businessman himself and manage businesses. And then the third thing was obviously, I think, kind of the capstone of everything, but that education is in a poor state in Virginia. It is in Arizona. They're teaching all kinds of crap in the schools, and we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to reading, writing, math, science, and civics, and vocational education, because not every kid is bound for college. And parents have got to be involved in the education of their children every step of the way. And that was the one thing that Terry McAuliffe stepped in big time, Youngkin made him pay for it. And I think that's something that really bodes well for us in Arizona. So policy matters. The second thing is trust, that they want to know that they're actually putting somebody in there, that's not going to lie to them. You know, in the past, you know, Republicans got all enamored about these celebrities like Arnold Schwarzenegger and, Jesse Ventura. You know, they were going to be this, save everything. They ended up being a couple losers. And people are sick and tired of, politicians that promise things that don't keep their word. And so they, I think trust is a big important factor. And then the last thing, and probably one of the biggest was Biden himself, the best recruiter for Republican politics all across the nation right now is Joe Biden. And if you're connected to him, like one of my opponents is, you know, she came out and endorsed Barack Obama and Joe Biden clear back in 2008. And quit the Republican Party to join the Democrats so she could actually help them out. I think that if you're tied to Biden, you're a sinking ship. And right now, the Democrats are trying to distance themselves every which way they can. I mean, you look at the debacle in Afghanistan. You look at what's going on with inflation, gas prices. When you look at what's going on with the border, it's just one screw-up after another, and nobody's in charge. Even more frighteningly, yes, somebody is in charge, but it's the squad back in Washington, D.C. It's the most liberal vanguard of the Democrat Party. They're calling the shots, and America is sick and tired of it. And I think that this shows that, number one, Republicans, and not just Republicans, but conservatives, constitutional conservatives are really energized, and they're going to be out of the polls in a big way. And that spells out really good news for a guy like me.
Right, right. Matt, you already generated a phone call, or maybe Sam did, or Christian. I'm not sure. I know it wasn't me. Let's take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi, Matt. This is Kenny in Yucca. You mentioned that it's a screw-up what they're doing. I think it's intentional. The intentions fall right in line with the Democrat Party and what they're trying to do to us. I was wondering if you had any comments on that, and I'll listen off the air.
I'd have to agree.
You know what, Kenny? I stand to be corrected. I think that they're doing everything, and they've even doubled down after their loss on some of the liberal crap that they've been, you know, the leftist crap they've been pushing. I think that, you know, when Joe Biden was running in the primary and was asked the question, would you give health care benefits, American paid health care benefits to illegal aliens, and he raised his hand and said that he would, send a clear message, and now he's saying that they want to pay $450,000 per individual that was separated by their family at the border. I mean, how wacky can you get? You might as well just send out an engraved invitation to everybody across the world, come into America, because, you know, we're going to take care of you from cradle to grave, and we'll roll out the red carpet for you. The sad thing is, The actors that are getting these folks across the border are, you know, the cartels. They're controlling the borders, whether it's fentanyl or human trafficking and selling young ladies and men into sexual slavery. I mean, it's the most horrible human rights crisis you can imagine. And you're right. It was very purposeful that they did that. They're trying to pass, you know, laws basically expanding government into every aspect of our life, on voting, on, you know, whether or not your toilet flushes at the right rate. Yeah. I mean, these guys are trying to take over everything.
Well, Matt, what do you think about the flip-flopping on Biden paying the families that were separated at the border $450,000? You heard about that?
I think it's one of the stupidest, most harebrained ideas I've ever heard in my life. First of all, these people are coming across the border or breaking the law.
Right.
And
right.
You should never reward somebody for breaking laws.
Right.
The other thing is, you know, we know what this is. It's a way for them to get votes for the Democrat Party. They want to do everything they can, get people across the border, get them citizenship, get them enrolled in welfare so that they can own them for a generation.
Absolutely.
And it's scary. It's sad, and it is the worst kind of human slavery I can imagine.
Yeah, my thought was they're just putting that out there because it's so preposterous when you think about it that in 5-6 years it's going to be, oh, yeah, I remember that idea, and it'll be more acceptable, especially to liberals.
Well,
or those people that are left-leaning and call themselves moderate. Does that make sense, Matt?
You know, anytime that you put a crazy idea out there, and think about the policy changes that have happened in our lifetime,
right,
that we thought would never happen. You're right. I mean, Paul, the idea is, first of all, we abhor it, we reject it, then we start feeling a little more comfortable with it, then we embrace it. And, yeah, if we're not careful, we're going to march right off the cliff. Andy Biggs, who's one of my best friends, he was hosting a fundraiser for me a couple weeks ago, and he got up and he said, you know, we're at a crossroads in this election. I got up afterwards, I said, Andy, I don't think we're at a crossroads anymore. I think we were at a crossroads a long time ago, and we took the wrong turn.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to fall off the cliff, and we better get back to that crossroads as quickly as we can, start getting on the right path. Because our country, our freedoms, I have never, ever legitimately thought that my freedoms and my family's freedoms would be taken away. But when I look at, you know, what's coming from this government on vaccine mandates and, you know, some of the other things that this idea that somebody that exhibits their freedom of speech at a school board meeting would be investigated for being a domestic terrorist. I never thought in my wildest dreams that in America this kind of crap would be happening, but it is. And I think it's waking up a lot of people in America, especially the independents that handed, you know, a lot of the independents and the folks that are just a little left of center that handed this election to Biden. Right now his numbers are in the toilet, and I think it's because of these crazy, whacked out ideas, and we've got to drum them back into Never Never Land.
Sam, Matt was talking about an opponent that supported Obama, supported Democratic policies in the past and that sort of thing. Did you ever tell Matt the story about you being invited onto a boat with this person?
Yeah. She had like a little mini boat.
You're talking about Carrie Lake.
Talking about Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we were advertising the rhino's name. So, at any rate, she invited me out on the boat, you know, after I got in the – you were up there at the picnic, weren't you, Matt? When I got into the yelling match
I went
with her.
At the picnic, yeah.
Yeah, I got in the yelling match with her, and she called me Mr. Rude. And
and she was Mrs. Rhino.
Yeah, Mrs. Rhino, and I was Mr. Rude. So
at any
rate, she calls, personally called me up, says, would you like to ride on the boat? I know you were the chairman of the party here. Would you like to ride on the boat with me? And I said, no.
She didn't know who you were.
She didn't know who I was. And so I says, by the way, you know you're talking to Mr. Rude, don't you? Oh, well, I'm sorry to bother you.
You should have just shown up. Don't you think, Matt?
Yeah.
I think you should have just showed up.
I wasn't even in town that week, so.
You know, well, and then just the look on her face would have been priceless.
And continue the yelling match on the boat.
Yeah, have a camera taping the whole thing.
She said, I'll debate you anytime. I says, okay, let's debate. Well, let me change the subject to something else then. To digress 30 seconds here with this thing with the $450,000 for the illegals.
Yeah.
That's a distraction. They know that's never going to fly. They're holding it way out here at the arm's length so they can do something else behind our back.
What is with that amount anyway? Is that so they can buy
it's
a
an
home
insult.
Back east?
No, it's an insult to insult the troops.
You know something, Sam? I can't disagree with you. I think that it's part of the bait and switch mentality because it's so outlandish and so out there. And most Americans, I mean, I'd say 95% of Americans would laugh at it and say, come on, and give us a serious idea. But always when they do stuff like this, it's some other kind of bait and switch and something else that they're trying to get through. Right now, Biden's doing everything he can to try to, you know, get this spending package through, the reconciliation package, and it's a piece of crap.
Seriously.
Not to mention the fact that we don't have anywhere near the money, and he's saying it's all paid for. It's not going to cost us a dime.
You guys are patent liars.
When have you ever seen a government program that doesn't cost anything?
Right. Again, we're talking with conservative candidate for Arizona Governor Matt Salmon. And a question I have for every gubernatorial candidate would be, you know, all roads in the state lead to Maricopa County. And how do we give the rural counties like Mojave, like other counties, Coconino and that, how do we give them more power, in, you know, as opposed to what the current structure is now with Maricopa?
So it's going to take electing a chief executive of the state that's going to be a lot more even-handed. You know, we've got this entity at the state level called the Arizona Commerce Authority, and sad but true, it seems like most of the economic development that they do is for Maricopa County. Mm-hmm. Also, when it comes to dealing with our roads, you know, through the HERP fund, you know, the voting power is in the urban centers, you know, Maricopa and Pima County, because that's where most of the legislators are from. So it's going to take a governor that's actually going to be a lot more even-handed and get around the state, you know, meeting with the leaders and finding out what's important and figuring out, you know, from a jobs point of view, where's your best shot and how can I best help you? From an education point of view, from a, you know, infrastructure, building, you know, building the roads and the bridges that are needed in the state. And I can say this, you know, I've been to, in the last 4 months, I've been to Mojave County now close to 10 times.
Wow.
And you know, I totally understand that what works in Phoenix doesn't necessarily work in Lake Havasu or Bullhead or Kingman. And so I just think it's going to take electing somebody that understands that we're going to try to divvy out the good fortune, and there's a whole wonderful, beautiful state outside of Maricopa County that needs to be considered when we talk about policies and when we're talking about, you know, growing the state's economic opportunities. And I want you to know something. That's deeply ingrained in me. And as I've been going around talking to people, besides, if I didn't do that, Sam would kick my butt. And I'm not willing to, you know, I don't want that.
I would seriously be disappointed.
Guys, we have a break coming up, but I'm going to push it about 3 minutes because we have another phone call. Somebody wants to talk to you, Matt. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello, Paul, Matt, Sam, and Christian. This is Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Wayne's a business owner here in Lake Havasu, Matt.
Great.
Well, you know, Paul, the question that you just asked kind of led up to what my mandate would be if I ever had the choice.
Nice.
I would like, yeah, and it was perfect. What I would like to see is the Electoral College implemented at the state level so that one or two counties couldn't run the whole state.
That's a really good idea. What do
you
think
of
that?
That's a really, and I've been a big defender of the Electoral College, because none of us want, you know, California and New York calling all the shots as far as who the president's going to be.
Right.
That's not a bad idea. Right. You know, one of the other things that initially our founders put in place to ensure states' rights, and along that same line, was that the senators were actually appointed by the state legislature. And, you know, I bring that up because we are a representative form of government, and we designed a lot of checks and balances to make sure that things like this, that just because you lived in the population centers, that they didn't run the tables on all the policies. But I think that a big part of the here and now for right now, you know, is that we need to elect a governor that is willing to spread the wealth around and also gets around, you know, during the, you know, some of the really difficult times of our state, one of the biggest raps I've heard is that we don't hear from the executive branch, you know, the governor's office when, you know, directly. We hear from staff members, but I want folks to know that I'm going to be very, very accessible. You know, you're going to know how to reach me. And I guarantee you, there's nobody, out there that will know how to reach me better than Sam. And, you know, he's been a great supporter, somebody I love, and I want to make sure that I do everything I can, for the folks in Mojave County to, you know, achieve the things that you guys can achieve and spread the wealth around.
Right.
So would that
be possible? Would that be legal or possible to implement that electoral college at the state level?
Sure, it would. We could change the Constitution, and that's what it would take. It would have to take a vote of the people in the state. But if you wanted to change the way that we elected our folks, it would take a change in the Constitution.
Wow. Let's call it the Wayne Malone ballot question. I like that.
Mm-hmm. but the idea that he's mentioning, it's a fair concept, because people are really, really frustrated that, you know, that, almost all the decisions that we make are based on, you know, what's good for Maricopa County. And there's a wonderful, beautiful state outside of Maricopa County. We've got to be sensitive to the needs of everybody.
When you look at the maps, even like now at Virginia, okay, you look at that, and geographically, that whole state was red, except for just a couple little blue dots, and he only won by a couple percentage points. That just don't seem right.
And it points well taken. And you see that same situation in a lot of the states.
Here, this state also really are
blue states. You see a lot, like in Washington State, when you get outside into the rural counties outside of Seattle and, you know, some of the big urban areas, they're very conservative, but the Democrats dominate everything in that state because the urban areas are so darn, you know, blue.
Especially Eastern Washington. You're absolutely right. Guys, we got to go to break.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate you listening.
Okay, thanks.
And appreciate the phone calls, turning this into talk radio, not just listen radio. See what you do to us here, Matt?
Yeah, I love it. You know, if nobody's ever accused me of not jabbing people in the butt and getting them excited.
There you go. All right, conservative candidate for Arizona Governor Matt Salmon on the phone. And obviously you can call in as well, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. We're with Sam Scarmato and Christian Crow in the studio. He's our KNTR talk star. He's going to demonstrate some skill right after the break doing the billboards. Yeah, I got a job for you.
Nice.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. Alright, welcome back to Speak Out. Music by request of conservative candidate for Arizona Governor Matt Salmon. Matt, a GNR fan. Who knew, right?
Well, you know what? When it comes to music and motorcycles and guns, I'm not, I like all of them.
Right. Plus they have guns in the title.
Like
Christian,
that.
Who's the
and
show?
They have guns in the title. Like, Sam knows how much I like guns. In fact, he sold me a gun 20 years ago. It was a Walther PPK.
P22.
Oh, that's right. P22.
Perfect. You and your campaign manager each bought one that day.
Nice. Christian, who's the show brought to you by?
Yeah, today's show is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, Patio Paradise, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, the Better Business Bureau, Thane O'Brien with Spot On. They're assisting with credit card transactions for any size business. You can call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And then also new is Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in Laughlin Town Center. You can visit their website at laughlinnevada.net.
Perfect. You passed the audition.
Thank you. Thank you very
nicely
much.
Done.
You're hired.
We'll have him do that in the second part of the show, too. Welcome back to Speak Out, everybody. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Sam Scarmato, owner of samsguns.com. Hey, Matt, have you seen Sam's guns lately? He's doing boxing on Wednesdays.
Actually, I was in his gun store about a month ago.
I'm talking about his arms, man. He's got some guns now.
Oh, you're talking about his own personal gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
the gun show.
I'm really wanting to see some of the trophies he's got, too. I have not gotten to see them. So,
well,
in fact,
the Sam
said that he's going to show them to me. I know he's gotten a lot of really cool ones from Africa,
right,
and I can't wait to see them.
What was that, Sam?
I said, well, when we do your fundraiser after the first of the year, you'll be able to stay there if you want. You're going to do one at the store and one at my house.
Sam, that's great. I can't wait. I've heard all the legends and everything about it, but I've not seen it, and I can't wait.
What happened on the last safari? You were telling a story about that?
Which one?
I don't know. You got another trophy, right?
Yeah, buffalo. Bison.
A bison.
Bison,
Jess Knutson would say, right?
Jess Knutson would say, yeah, I got about 1,200 pounds. And that was, believe it or not, in Arizona. And it's in a little town called Woodruff, which is kind of in between Snowflake and Usholo.
Oh, cool. Up in Squatcher.
Really?
Up in Squatcher country.
Really. Yep.
We come full circle. All right. Hey, Wayne Malone, who was on earlier by phone, he owns a business here in town. He was talking about what he would mandate as governor. We're just kind of having fun with this, folks. This is not a Matt Salmon policy that's coming, all right? But, Matt, you had a pretty cool mandate.
Yeah, my mandate would be that nobody who's stupid can vote.
But how do we determine that?
In fact, well, you know what? You just ask them a question right before they get their voter registration. Would you vote for Biden for president? If they say yes, they qualify as being stupid.
There you go. That's perfect. That's perfect. I don't know if it's going to stand up to the Constitution, though, or the Supreme Court.
I don't think it'll stand up in the Supreme Court, but John Wayne said it better than anybody. He said, life is tough, but it's a lot tougher when you're stupid.
I remember that.
That is funny. That is funny.
He's one of the best. He was really good because he always said what was obvious.
Right, right. All right, we have a couple minutes left. Anything you want to impart on our listenership before you go?
Well, I just want to say this. I think that the biggest fight that we're going to have as a state going forward is standing up against all these crazy federal mandates. And I truly do believe that the 10th Amendment of the Constitution was created for such a time as this. And it basically says all the powers not granted Congress in the Article 1 of the Constitution and the President in Article 2 and the Supreme Court in Article 3, that they are left to the states and the people. Yep. And that means the vast majority of everything. There's no Department of Education in the Constitution. There's no enumerated powers for half the thing, actually more than half, by 80% of the stuff the federal government does. And I've had a really good conversation with Ron DeSantis and with Abbott and Kristi Noem, another really good friend of mine, governor of South Dakota. We got to stand together against these stupid mandates from the federal government and say, you know what? What works in California or New York doesn't work here, and we're not going to adopt that. And let us go to court. The idea is called nullification, but we are not going to just sit here and let you act upon our state unconstitutionally so. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we face as a state. Arizona has more opportunity, freedom, and growth than any other state, and we want to keep it that way. We want to keep the independence going that we have in the state. And that's why I want to be governor, is because I believe that Arizona is very unique, and we need to stand up for an Arizona value system and take our destiny into our own hands.
All right. You generated another phone call, by the way, while you were filibustering.
All right.
All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Thank you. Yes. My name's Bill, and I'm in Golden Valley. I really want to tell you that they are definitely trying to purposefully bankrupt us and just blame the previous president. There's no two ways around it. The 450, always willing to go down now. Why? Because, again, blame the president prior. They can't stop that. And that's part of their, in addition to being lying, I can't explain any other way.
Right, right. Well, thanks, caller.
A habit.
Right. Matt, any comment?
I just want to say I've been doing a lot of research, and I've determined how to know when Biden and Kamala are lying, and it's when their lips move.
Absolutely right.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Especially her. You know, I get the way things are going.
Especially her.
If it keeps going the way it is, Matt, I don't think Jill will vote for Biden next go.
That's funny.
I mean, some of these memes coming out are funny. Like, please stop it. He thinks his name is Brandon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
That's the way things are going. I mean, it's like this guy's just out of it. He's not here.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Matt Salmon, thanks for joining us again on Speak Out. You have an open invitation. Of course, unless it's so many days before the election, then we got to do equal time. So you know how that works.
Right.
All right.
I got it. Well, Paul and Sam, thank you guys. You guys are rock stars. Thanks a lot.
Sure thing.
All right.
Buddy.
You're the rock star in the room, definitely. All right. That's conservative candidate for Arizona Governor Matt Salmon. I'm Paul LaVoy along with Sam Scarmardo and Christian Crow. And we'll be back with more in a moment. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, including your mandate, and my mandate.
Yep.
All right, and our callers' mandates if they have one. Any questions, Sam?
Who's a caller?
Don't know yet. I'll have to pick that one up. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We're back on Speak Out, and before we get to Christian and his big moment, got to remind you the Fighting Knights taking on Coconino tonight. This is a big game now in Lake Havasu for the Havasu Fighting Knights taking on the Coconino Panthers at Lee Barnes Stadium. That game's at 7 p.m. is the kickoff, and the reason it's a big game is because both teams are probably playoff bound. They're both in the top 16 right now for 4A, and it's like Coconino's 9, Havasu 10. I'm not sure what order they're in, but Coconino lost last week to Bradshaw Mountain while Havasu ran over Estrella Foothills. In fact, their last two games were decided partly by the mercy clock. You know, that's when the clock keeps running. It never stops. When you have, I think it's a 7-touchdown lead.
Okay.
That it has to be. So they institute the mercy clock. That game is tonight. KNTR Sports, 980 AM. KNTRSports.com. And then we have ASU Sun Devils football tomorrow. They're hosting USC. LSU at Alabama. Big game between two top 10 teams. That's at 3:30. And they'll finish it off tomorrow with the Suns and the Atlanta Hawks. We'll join that one in progress probably around 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by
today, Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, DK CPA LLC.
You listen to the
there.
Show, don't you?
Yes, I do. Samsguns.com. I think I know that guy. Herbs Herbs. Sun Power by Esme Electric. The Lewis Team. Coldwell Banker. Bobby and Julie Lewis. Brian Besley and Lori Rule. The Havasu Pioneer sponsor is Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating.
Wow, you went above and beyond on that one.
Oh, did I? Did I
Havasu
too far?
Pioneers was really good on Wednesday. Did you catch it?
Was I not supposed to read that now?
No, that's fine. You're fine.
No, I didn't catch it on Wednesday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got an update on the Dixie Bell, the boat. They got their certificate of occupancy.
Good. Oh, nice.
So they're fully ready to roll. They just, I think maybe you or I should help them out. They need a sound system and some sort of narration track for a tour.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't have a sound system.
Aaron's been working on that for I don't know how long.
Oh, yeah?
A long time, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's really cool.
So we had a phone call before the break, wasn't able to, or while we were going to break, wasn't able to get to it. But if you want to give us a call, it's 854-KNTR, 854-5687. We have about 8 to 10 minutes left.
Okay.
We're going to talk about mandates.
Yeah.
I loved Wayne's mandate. Wayne obviously listened through the end of the show yesterday because I announced it a little bit. Call if you have, so you know, it could be a fun mandate. It could be a serious mandate. But my mandate is for those people who moved from the state of California.
Right.
The refugees we're getting from L.A. County,
a lot of them.
Northern California, that sort of thing. My mandate is they have to register Republican. It doesn't mean they're going
to
vote Republican, but at least
have to register.
At least in the primaries they're harmless, right? All right, we'll get to you guys in a minute.
Yeah.
We've got a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Man, talk about mandates. My son's an over-road trucker. And he called me earlier today saying he might be home for Christmas because Biden's plan where anybody with 100 or more employees have to be vaccinated.
Right.
Well, all the major trucking companies, according to him, are saying they ain't going to do it.
Okay.
They'll just shut down. So if you think there's a supply chain problem now,
right,
wait till that goes into effect. Trucks ain't going to be rolling.
No.
And there'll be a big problem.
I don't know about you guys, but I've heard that there's no official paperwork between the White House, Congress, and OSHA as to this order. There's no official order. It's not available online. It may be an executive order, but there's no order for OSHA to go on unless it's in an email. I don't know.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I heard about the fines. It's $14,000 per incident.
Right.
So whoever doesn't get the vaccine is going to be causing the company to pay
$14,000. How is all that legal?
And it jumps up from there.
That's not constitutional. Never support a court challenge.
I don't think it would either.
No.
And there's on your program yesterday, you said about the, you know, truck driver shortage and, you know, and you, all that. Well, if they try to push that, like my son won't get vaccinated, you know, he said, oh, hell with it. I've made enough money. I got enough staff. I'll just take time off, you know.
Can't he be an owner-operator then?
Hang on, Christian. What was that? North?
They can't buy enough truck drivers.
Right. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, can't your son switch to be an owner-operator and not work for a company?
Oh, no, that ain't worth it. He makes more than enough money. He doesn't have to deal with, you know, the regulations and stuff. The company does that.
Gotcha.
So he ain't worried about it, you know.
Right.
And Biden said, well, we'll just have the National Guard do the truck driving.
Sure,
right.
That'll
not
work.
Every National Guardman has got a CDL.
Right.
Or, you know, or is a nurse. You know,
there ain't that many National Guard.
Well, that just goes to show you how much they want to nationalize in this country. Mm-hmm. That's what the whole defund the police movement is about, to nationalize the police force like the federales in Mexico. Yeah. That's exactly what it's all about, and people need to take the blinders off and look at what these fools want to do.
Well, this idiot in the White House is taking orders from Barack Obama, who's taking orders from
George Soros. Right.
Absolutely, and that crew.
Right.
So, I mean, and anybody thinks I'm paranoid and talking about that, they need to just do a little studying. You know, the guy destroyed the economy of Britain, and he's trying to do the same thing to us because he lost $8 billion the day Trump got elected. Because he was shorting our dollar.
Right.
And so.
Colin, did you have anything else?
Yeah, all I'm saying, if you think there's going to be a chain...
Supply chain?
Supply problem.
Yeah.
No.
If they shut down, you better believe it's going to get real bad.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Food.
We appreciate the phone call.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I was following the Virginia race pretty closely on Tuesday on the website. It's the Virginia Department of Elections. Were you following that, too?
Somewhat.
Did you notice it went from 5% lead down about 4.5%, down about 3%, ended at a little, just a tad over 2% of the vote that Youngkin won by?
Yep.
And I go to that site now and it says 2,729 precincts out of 2,855. It's like they're not even done counting.
Right.
But it's a foregone conclusion that McAuliffe can't make up the 2%.
Well, if the one that really tickled me on that day was that guy with a $153 budget.
Yeah, right.
And he beat the Democrat Senate president.
That's when you really know that you stink at your job.
Absolutely.
If that incumbent doesn't do some reflection on that and look in the mirror, really? Did you hear that $69 of that was at a Dunkin' Donuts?
That's what I heard.
Well, it just goes to show you the campaign finance reform should take place, and $153 should be the budget for everybody.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It can be done.
Let's move on to some mandates. If you have a mandate out there, give us a call. 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. We got about 4 minutes to bat this around. So who wants to go first?
And I've discussed this with our elected legislators, too, and I don't think none of them want to touch it. But as far as I'm concerned, we should not give the kids that come from anywhere, California for existence, because that's where most of our college students come from, we give them a discounted, all they do is rent an apartment in Flagstaff or Tucson. Mm-hmm. They get a discounted in-state rate for tuition. Why should we give these little commies free tuition?
California people get a discounted.
And what if they rent an apartment or something?
No kidding.
That's right.
I was not aware of that either.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
It wasn't like that when I was in school.
Right.
All right, we're going to save yours, Christian.
Okay.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and Mr. Crow.
Hello.
How are you?
Andrew Stevens.
Hi, Andrew.
We need to do a mandate with no masks for kids in school and a mandate to bring God back to our schools for our children.
Amen. I love that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I'm all for it.
Let's do it.
Things will be better.
All right. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day. Thank you, Andrew.
You too.
Have a great day, bud.
All right. Friend?
Yes, friend of mine.
All right. You brought a listener to the show.
Look at that.
Wow. That means we have one more. We have like 13 listeners today.
Right. I'm helping support the station.
Not just a dozen.
In my way.
So what's your mandate?
So you guys were even joking about having a test earlier, but I was thinking, you know, when people come to America, there's the U.S. naturalization test.
Right. There is.
Right. It has two parts. It's both civic as well as English. And I think we should establish an Arizona naturalization test. So there'd be a, you know, lesson they'd need to learn, some maybe a class or something like that, and then they would need to pass the test. And it would all be about the core principles of conservatism, small government, you know, the rule of law, individual freedom, fiscal responsibility, free market, human dignity, and peace through strength.
Nice. Can we do a pronunciation test, too?
I think that'd be good.
Like Prescott and Muggion.
Well, that'd definitely be part of it.
Tucson. Things like that, right?
Tucson.
That's how you say it. Is that the way you say it?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
The one up by the Grand Canyon.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Williams is still Williams, though.
Right.
Anyway, so, you look at it, Williams is still Williams.
Right. And Tucson's still in...
They still don't have any water there.
Right. Oh. I'm not going to say S-hole, but I think I just did.
Uh-oh.
I was describing Tucson. Anyway, that's what I think of Tucson as a UNLV person.
Yeah, I've got to make a 11-hour round trip down there here, and I'm dreading that like crazy in the next week or so.
So yeah, there is a pretty road that goes down there. I think it's on 8. Yeah,
that runs through rail. Yeah, it cuts about 1 minute off the trip.
Yeah, part of that exactly. Yeah. Part of that gets pretty nice though.
But it does have a nice McDonald's about halfway there.
So, Mr. Small Businessman or Medium-Sized Businessman, how is business right now?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, our worst month is always September because the kids are going back to school and people are listening to the news to see how bad things are going to be under Biden. But, you know, the only thing that worries me about small business is as of this morning, they're talking about all companies have to, a mandate where even under 100 employees have to have the test or they go to the $14,000. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
That is a freaking description. All it is a distraction. I don't know what they're going to do. We have to keep our eyes open, our ears open for the next couple of weeks or next few days to see what the heck they're trying to throw in there. But it's just like, can we survive until the midterms?
Are you having any supply chain issues of your own?
Oh, yeah. And well, you know, we're getting guns. We're back to getting guns now on a regular basis. The ammunition, it's, if I get 100 rounds in, I sell 102 rounds.
But you would have told me that 2 years ago, too. It's been that way for a while, hasn't it?
Nah, not really.
Not this bad.
No, I was well over 1 million rounds of ammo about a year and a half ago, and I'm lucky to have 100,000 rounds right now.
Right, right. Yeah. Christian, great job today.
Thank you.
Goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's really quick.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
I figured it's like 5 hours of my week total.
Wow.
And booking.
And you actually get paid for it?
It's part of the package, so I don't think so.
It's voluntary.
Sam, thanks again for being here.
Certainly.
You always make it a great hour. It's always a fun... This is always, like, one of the most fun shows of the month.
It's fantastic.
You notice that?
Yeah. The one last month was a hoot.
That's because you're here.
Yeah, Gould was here, and we had a lot of good call-in, and the whole thing was like it lasted 5 minutes.
Right. Well, we had four really good phone calls today, so thanks for making a talk radio, not just listen radio. And keep listening, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You did a great job on those billboards.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to come back with a final shot in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the tide? Are you gathering up the tears? Stowing away the tide? Are you gathering up the tears? All right, great show today. Thanks for calling in to those who did. And a shout out to Wayne Malone over at Neat Pools. Thanks for your support as well. John Masden from Connected Computer will be on Monday, along with Christina from the Better Business Bureau. Got a great week planned for next week on Speak Out. Hannity is next, Mr. Karate Man himself, preceded by Fox News. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.